Saturday, 18 week in the ordinary time, 2. The first reading from the prophet Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 12 to chapter 2, verse 4. Are you not from eternity, O Lord, my holy God, immortal? O Lord, you have marked him for judgment. O rock, you have readied him for punishment. Too poor are your eyes to look upon evil, and the sight of misery you cannot endure. Why then do you gaze on the faithless in silence? Why the wicked man devours one more just than himself? You have made man like the fish of the sea, like ripping things without a ruler. He brings them all up with his hook. He holds them away with his net. He gathered them in his sin, and so he rejoices and exhausts. Therefore, he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his sin. For thanks to them, his portion is generous, and his repast sumptuous. Shall he then keep on brandishing his sword to slay peoples without mercy? I will stand at my guard post and station myself upon the rampart and keep watch to see what he will say to me and what answer he will give to my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision clearly upon the tablets, so that one can read it readily. For the vision still had its time, pressed on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. The last man had no integrity, but the just man, because of his faith, shall live. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 17, verse 14 to 20. When they came to the ground, a man approached, knelt down before him, and said, Lord, have pity on my son. He is a lunatic and suffered severely. Often he falls into fire and often into water. I brought him to the disciples, but they could not cure him. Jesus said in reply, O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him here to me. Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him. And from that hour, the boy was cured. Then the disciple approached Jesus in private and said, why could we not drive it out? He said to them, because of your little faith, amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible to you. Sharing of the reading. First theme, firmly hope in faith. even though we are sinners and deservedly suffered because of our sin. But we are easy to be angry when we see other people whom we think have more sin than us live a happier life. Then we ask ourselves, that great God, does he see what is happening? Why does he let good people greatly suffer, while the wicked and enjoy a prosperous life? From the question, we are easy to come to conclusion, either they know God, or God is unjust. Today's reading gives us two reasons why we must persevere in our faith. In the first reading, the prophet Habakkuk did not understand why God let the northern kingdom fall into the Assyrian hand, a wicked nation who does not know God. God advised the prophet to be patient. He shall understand the reason of what he did through time. In the gospel, when the disciple asked Jesus that, why they could not expel the demon for the child who his father brought to them, Jesus gave them a simple reason: because your faith is weak. Second analysis. First reading. The writer lived by faith. Third point. Why then do you gaze on the faithless in silence? Why the wicked man devour one more just than himself? The prophet Habakkuk might carry his prophetic mission at the same time with the prophet Nahum, around 640 to 598 BC. The time of the Israelites' exile in Assyria. The two main reasons for the exile are, first, they were unfaithful to God. They chased after foreign gods and worshipped them as the prophet Hosea accused them. Second, they were unjust toward the poor by using their power to take away their houses and land as the prophet Amos accused them. The prophet Habakkuk, even though recognized the Israel's sin, thought that the Assyrians have more sin than the Israelites, and God should punish them more than he punished the Israelites. He couldn't understand why God viewed a more wicked and faithless nation to punish his people, as he questioned God. Are you not from eternity, O Lord, my holy God, immortal? O Lord, you have marked him for judgment. O rock, you have readied him for punishment. Too poor are your eyes to look upon evil, and the sight of misery you cannot endure. Why then do you gaze on the faithless in silence? Why the wicked man devour one more just than himself? Second point. The just man had no integrity, but the just man, because of his faith, shall live. Habakkuk are also like Job, wanting to understand why did God do such a thing. He wrote, I will stand at my guard post and station myself upon the rampart and keep watch to see what he will say to me and what answer he will give to my complaint. Then the Lord answered him and said, write down the vision clearly upon the tablets, so that one can read it readily. For the vision still had its time, pressed on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. God had his agenda and time. He needs no one to counsel him. God can view the Assyrians at the stake to punish the Israelites, and after that is done, he can break that stake by using the Babylonian to punish the Assyrian. Still more, he can view the person to destroy the Babylonian and to set free the remnant of Israel. After they recognize their sin and sincerely repent, all this shall happen through time. The sinners have no right to question God or to dread what God is doing. They must recognize God's providence and their sin. They must persevere in faith and patiently wait for the day when God shall take away his judgment, when God shall take away his punishment. The prophet Habakkuk understood God's providence and wrote, the just man had no integrity, but the just man because of his faith shall live. Second, the gospel. Amen, amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Third point, the strong faith of the boy father. Like the Canaanite woman who persevered in her faith and overcame all obstacles to receive God's healing for her daughter, the father who had a lunatic son also acted the same. First, he brought his son to Jesus' disciples, but they could not heal him. Next, he was not discouraged. He tried to find an opportunity to meet Jesus himself because he firmly believed that Jesus could heal his son. Second, the weak faith of Jesus' disciples. When Jesus heard the man said, I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Jesus said in reply, O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him here to me. Why did Jesus speak these words? It is not certainly because the father lack of faith, but the disciple lack of faith. Jesus taught them too many things and did too many miracles before them. These were not enough for them to put their complete trust in him. When they brought the boy to Jesus, he rebuked him, and the demon came out of him. And from that hour, the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, "Why could we not drive it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Application in life. Our faith is so easy to be shaken, as the prophet Habakkuk and Jesus' disciple, when we face trial and suffering in our life. We should persevere in hope and faith, as the father who had his neurotic son, instead of losing our patience and questioning God why he let us suffer or why we could not do what others could do. A firm faith in God shall help us to endure suffering peacefully, and especially we shall never question God's providence. Amen.